So now those opportunities that they had, where we say it was some kind of free time, so they made use of that opportunity. Now if we cannot sit that long, then at least we can go out and do something constructive, go and invite people towards the deen of Allah Ta'ala, go and serve the poor, the needy, the destitute, the orphans. There are so many things in society that we can do. There's so much of requirement for people to do some kind of service in the community and do it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Don't always ask how much for every little thing that we do. So if you have to look at the life of our pious ancestors, it was all managed, the time was managed. They spent the time correctly and therefore they were able to write as much as they wrote. They were able to give so much of service to the community. They were able to do so much of ibadat, zikr, tilawat. So those friends who just while away our time, they've got nothing else to do but talk all irrelevant matters and talk about all people in the world and gossip about everybody and in fact engage in a lot of haram discussion also and talk about the women and the wine and the drink and the gamble and the fornication and adultery and what kind of illicit relationships they are involved in. All these things may sound very nice and very sweet to the ears now, but we just don't know when the person falls sick and everything is gone. So value your health before the sickness comes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, value your wealth before the poverty comes. How many people in the world we know that the shake-up of the earth, people who were living in palaces, who were living in mansions, who were living in huge bungalows, who had big companies, so many of them became refugees, either due to the shake-up of the earth or due to wars and battles and bombs and missiles raining upon them, or they had to leave their homes and clear out the areas because of other reasons. Rich people suddenly became paupers and beggars. Allah Ta'ala must protect. None of us know what's going to happen tomorrow. So we must never think if our bank balance is high, then therefore now we got no worry at all, no problem. All our problems are solved. I'm talking about people with huge bank balances. I've heard it personally with my own ears. Ask those people who left Burma and went away to India or went away to other parts of the world where they had flourishing businesses, and just within seconds when the revolutionary government took over, they had to leave behind everything. They said, hand over your keys. From this time onwards, we are the bosses. If you want to work for us, a few hundred rupees, otherwise pack up and go. And those who have got their currencies hidden here and there, then you will land yourself in prison if you don't hand it in. And we are going to make a search of every home. So people actually burnt those notes. They burnt those notes which they had hoarded in their homes. They were warned 10 years before that by a very great Waliullah, great Alim and Muhaddis, Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Rahmatullah Ali. When he went there, he said that what I see, your condition, the way that you are living, and your negligence and your indifference towards deen and sharia and Quran and sunnah. He said, I'm not making any predictions like a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. If a person has to look at the clouds and say that it's possible it's going to rain, then that person is not making some kind of a great prediction, because he can see the clouds there, could rain. So if I see a pregnant woman and say that she may give birth, then that's not some prediction of a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. We can see the signs are there. Like that, your lifestyle, you say, I can see the signs that if you don't change, within 10 years, Allah Ta'ala's azab is going to come in this place. It's recorded, it's on record, the dates are there, everything is there, the tapes are still available if I'm speaking a lie. Exactly after 10 years, this is what happened. We must not take it lightly. Some of the things that they say, we must not take lightly. So therefore, I am saying that all this hype about World Cup, and people are buying tickets and we will be going to the stadiums and we'll do this and do that. And those people who are not buying tickets are made fools of. They are looked down upon. They look like some kind of monkeys and baboons, or they're living in some kind of camel age, that they don't want to enjoy themselves and entertain themselves. What has this got to do with the Muslim? We are talking about the Muslim. So why should we feel ashamed? We should be proud of ourselves if we are not going to those places and areas. We should say we are Muslims, and there's lots of other ways of entertainment for us. Look at the billions in the first place that they made zulm. They sucked the blood of the taxpayers and built all the stadiums. Look at the amount of taxpayers' blood that has been sucked. All our monies are there. For what? For enjoyment. And how much of corruption, how many millions went waste when people haven't got homes to live, they haven't got food to eat, they are begging at the doors, they do not even have good clothes on their bodies. And these ministers, and they are passing bills and bills upon bills and sanctioning so much of monies for stadiums and entertainment and fun and pleasure. Whose money? All taxpayers' money. And yet we are there to support these zalims again. They are making zulm on the community, they are making zulm on the poor. And we are supporting that zulm by going and entertaining ourselves in those areas again. Be careful. Allah Ta'ala has got the power. See what has happened in Chile. See what happened in Japan. See what happened in all these other countries. Very recently, we're not talking about years ago. All the might and power of the superpowers of the world couldn't stop that ground from shaking. You think Allah Ta'ala's azab, if it comes, it can't shake up the grounds. Again, I'm not saying that it's going to happen. I mentioned it in a bayan a few days ago. I'm not saying it's going to happen. Allah Ta'ala only knows. And the Muslim community of South Africa, because of the charities that we give in abundance, Allah Ta'ala's azab is withheld. Otherwise, our actions and our deeds are no better than the nations of the past, where they were completely shaken up. And so therefore, let us not support the zalims. Look deeply into it. Who are we supporting? And then again, who are the sponsors of all these kind of games? Who are the sponsors? Whether it's cricket or football or rugby or all these things. It's Castle Lager and every other kind of filth that you can think of, which is haram. Irrespective of which Muslim may be coming out tops in there. Who are the sponsors and supporters of all these type of games? Therefore, let us not play with them. Let us not challenge the might of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Even if you have purchased those tickets, sell them away or throw them away. But let us say that we are Muslims. We cannot be in those places where Allah Ta'ala's wrath and anger and azab descends. When we are sitting there, then at that time must think for a little while, where are we sitting? And if there is a shake-up of this ground, then who is going to stop and prevent that? And then what kind of maut and mayat that will be of the person that comes out from there, his janaza comes out from there. Haven't we heard of janazas from cinema houses? Haven't we heard of janazas from discos? Haven't we heard of janazas from prostitute quarters? Haven't we heard of janazas in hotels, the whole hotel sinking into the ground? How many hotels sank into the ground in Turkey when the earthquake took place there? May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us some kind of understanding. I sometimes can't help it, become emotional, but it is with love, it is muhabbat. Sometimes parents get angry over children, and it is not out of hatred and or anything of that sort. It is out of deep-hearted love and pain that we don't want to see anybody suffer any kind of calamity, disaster, problem, difficulty, hardship and pain. We want each and every person on the surface of the earth to enjoy the best of the ni'mats of this world and the akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, bless us with all the best of dunya and akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.